Hey, we're going to try a new segment today. I got two dudes here to eat some food with me.
Shocker.
We got the Universal Yums Super. It's Super Yum Box.
So this is
it's crammed full, too.
Is this like a monthly subscription thing?
Yeah, it's one of those subscription things. And this one, the first month, it is from France.
Francais,
home of French toast,
French fries.
French fries. Yeah. Oh God, there's French fries in there. That'd be awesome.
French's mustard.
French kissing.
Great. Oh God, I am going to pass on that one.
I hope that's not in the box.
I hope it is.
So yeah, the first one, like I said, is from France, and they give you this little booklet that has some trivia. It's got some facts in there and some trivia, so I'm going to ask a couple of these trivia things and see if these guys know. I cheated and went ahead and read it. I know. So I'm going to be like Alex Trebek so I can make you look dumb. You know?
Exactly. Losers, in other words. What?
No, you idiot.
Saving backwards, sending you back in time.
It's 1972.
All right, the first one, Paris is home to the world's oldest blank that is still in use.
Church. Multiple choice.
And multiple choice, yeah, it is.
Oh, I'm about to say, is it Notre Dame?
Basketball court, cookie jar, wedding ring, or coffee shop?
Whoa. Coffee shop.
Coffee shop. Yeah,
that should be an easy one.
Yeah. Yep.
Basketball court.
What?
Yeah.
Shut your face.
Who was doing French dunking?
Even though it was invented in Massachusetts, oldest continuously used basketball court in the basement of a YMCA in Paris.
I would have never guessed that.
I know.
Bunch of sweaty French dudes. YMCA.
Yeah.
We
post up. No.
No, but don't post up. Whoa.
Order an American sandwich in France and you'll get a sandwich filled with
ketchup,
baby hot dogs, pulled pork, French fries, or mac and cheese.
French fries.
I'm going to say mac and cheese.
It's got to be.
French fries.
It's the most American
even
thing
though
everyone else thinks we eat.
Even though it's French fries, it's an American.
I'll tell you something. When I was in Paris,
the Royale with cheese?
Royale with cheese.
It's because of the metric system. Yeah. No, the only thing I eat was like croissants and
they're big on bread and cheese.
Yeah.
In the box.
Hell yeah.
Is there anything else?
Like croissants, and I got a Nutella banana crepe. That stuff was delicious.
I'm not a fan of Nutella.
I'm telling you what, but put it with a banana.
This is all Nutella in here.
It's 7 pounds of Nutella, different Nutellas.
I'm like the Grinch after eating all the pudding.
All right, there's only a really other one good one in here. I'll ask because since I read ahead, I know. 1907, Parisian waiters went on strike because their uniforms were ugly, they thought French food was too experimental, or they're being paid in crepes, or the last one, they weren't allowed to have mustaches. Moustache.
Well, I don't think they have a uniform for every thing, but
that sounds hilarious.
I think I'm gonna go with the mustaches. Because it's 1907, so
you're
I figured...
You're going with uniforms?
I'm going with uniforms.
You're going with mustaches.
Yeah.
Mustaches.
Yeah. Wow, really?
We got a 1-1 tie.
It was 1907, so everybody kind of did a mustache.
Well, the aristocrats were the ones with mustaches, and they didn't like being waited on by somebody who also had a mustache, because they thought they should be below them.
Is that high society to have a mustache? Because it's pretty...
It was.
It's
in 1907 Paris? In 1907 Paris? Yes, it was.
Wasn't that like right after the Revolution?
Revolution! Yeah, probably.
Mustache Revolution.
It's France. Don't try to. Don't use logic.
Hey, look, I plan my trip for like a year in advance. A week before I get there, their freaking transit goes on strike, okay? They're always striking for something.
Okay, you guys are tied 1-1, so we got to do one more.
Well, let's just keep on guessing the same thing. We'll just never lose or win.
Yeah. So we're stuck here to eat.
Exactly. We're just stuck here for like 2 hours. Like, I'm so hungry.
Here's a good one. Mm. At the Dunkirk Carnival, blank is poured on people's heads.
Oh, I know this one.
Grated cheese, wine, raw fish, or cotton candy.
Go ahead.
Okay, since you already know, I'm going to go ahead and just say wine?
Grated cheese.
Really?
No, you're both wrong. Raw fish. Pour raw fish on there.
Yeah, I knew that.
You've been to France, man. Come on. Learn the lore.
I was there for 3 days,
Did
okay?
You go to Dunkirk? Yeah. Dunkirk.
Learn the lore of France.
All right, here we go. In the small town of, I can't pronounce it.
Try to.
On the new
Le Raul, L-H-E-R-A-U-L-E.
Is it pronounced it?
It's probably law. Anyway, it's required by law to be polite, to eat snails, to watch the Tour de France, or to cut your hair.
Cut your hair.
Watch the Tour de France.
God, you're both wrong again.
God, really? Why are you so stupid?
Being polite is it's a legal law there in that city.
Well, you can never go there. Yeah, never go there. You'd be arrested all the time. Go fuck yourself. Oh, there's another day.
Why do you smell here?
This one should be easy.
Okay.
Oh, the French phrase, the French phrase a la mode means served with oysters, from the heavens, served with ice cream, or in style.
Served with ice cream.
I'm going to go ahead and say snails.
There wasn't even snails on there, I don't think, right? That was the last question.
Served with oysters.
Oysters, damn it!
Is that the one you meant?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
You're wrong. It's either served with ice cream or in style. Either one would have been correct.
Yeah! I'm the winner. What do I get?
Don't. You get to eat.
You
do too. And you're a loser. You get to eat.
You tease me with all this food.
Bam. So we're going to open up to give you a little map of where the stuff's at.
Oh, and just give you a heads up. My mother does want a taste of all this. So you do have to save a little bit for her. Yay.
Anyway.
Why'd you invite me then?
Exactly.
There's a little.
She's like, I was just going to eat everything.
I'll scan this and we'll put our. You get to vote for best, second best, worst, and weirdest.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So do we have a pen or pencil?
I'll scan this and then we can, we have a marker there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It might work. Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll just put a dot.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to have different dots for, we'll have different symbols for each of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a dot. Fuck. You can be an X.
I was
going
to be a dot. Damn it, you took my idea.
You can be an X. I don't know what you're going to be. You can be an O.
Why am I not? Whatever, I don't care. I'll be O. Sorry.
You're an O.
Whatever. O means yes in PlayStation.
Oh, I don't speak PlayStation.
Wait, no, I thought O means. Is that an accent?
I don't know. I don't.
Let
play.
Me have one moral victory today.
Oh,
jeez, man.
Nope, you lost again. All right, we're gonna start with the.
Alec.
Brett's fromage.
Brett's fromage du Jura.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So what we're gonna have to do? Is
and they're big bags. I mean, they're
they're pretty big. But the thing is, I love to do the whole opening and smelling, especially fromage with the French cheese.
Yeah, that's all you need to
do. All right, here we go.
Wait, you don't have a cold, do you?
It's
yes or no. It's not like that.
It's the Modelo virus. I'm sorry, that was wrong.
The average French person eats 60 pounds of cheese.
A day. That's why they're all
French. Filled full of fat. You'll know so much about France.
Oh, my God.
No?
You smell it.
Strong cheese?
Yeah.
Strong style.
I have a bad sense of smell, so I can't really.
It's like really. The cheese that smells like feet.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got there.
Yeah, I got there as soon as I was. I got there. It's like a punch in the face.
Because you got the brunt of
it's
it.
It's supposed to be from Comté, a sweet floral cheese from the Comté province.
It's quite floral.
To make the cheese, every cow is treated to 2 full acres of pastures to roam, plus a diet of 100% natural food.
More like Famunga cheese.
Fresh milk is immediately rushed to production sites, where it's crafted into cheese wheels, and then matured for 4 months. That's what he smells.
Yeah.
The maturation process.
Spared no expense.
So these
going to shove this stinky cheese in a cave for 4 months, and then shove it on some chips.
This is the Pommes de Terre France.
And weirdly enough, for the past few months, I've been known as the bottomless pit of Zia's, where I'll just eat most things. All
right. Potato chip.
Yeah, it's a chip.
It's got a little bit of a cheese taste to it. Definitely taste the cheese.
It's back. Like the aftertaste.
Oh, there we go. I'm getting it.
It's actually pretty good. We should actually.
It's got an aroma of.
Oh, I'm getting
you know
it.
What?
A bouquet of
we
cheese.
Should actually get some water so it doesn't like. I'll be right back. We'll get some water for everyone.
Thank you.
And then you can try to.
I'm going to eat a couple more chips while you're getting the water.
Yeah.
Well, it's not
bad.
Because I am really hungry. All I have is that cupcake. I mean, it just tastes. It doesn't taste any different.
No. I mean, after a few seconds, after I'm done swallowing it, I taste it like back here. More cheesy.
I just noticed there's a Nutri-Score on there.
What the hell is a Nutri-Score?
I'm not French, so I don't know. But,
but I got a C.
They all have C's on it.
Oh my God. They get degrees. That's
so they're average.
Yeah.
They're average students. But yeah, I can't read anything in here because it's all in French. You speak parlez-vous?
No. Merci en nos agriculture. 265 agriculture, breton, s'engagement avec Brett.
Brett.
This is Brett.
That's a guy's name, Brett.
Yeah.
That's his brand of chips.
That's the most French thing I can think of off the top of my head, Brett.
So yeah, I'll give you a little knowledge on this while he's getting the waters. They have an incredible different number of varieties of cheese. 1,600 different varieties.
Holy shit.
Being. All I know is cheddar, the white cheese, Kraft singles.
You got yellow, slightly more yellow, white.
The cheese with holes in it.
I'm a mess when it comes to Subway. Like, that's the, what kind of cheese do you want? I'm like, cheese? American
cheese. I think there's actually an American cheese.
There is. I always ask for American because I don't know.
And I think it's mostly wax. I don't even think it's a lot of cheese.
What kind of cheese do you know, Patrick?
How many different cheeses?
There's
1,600 varieties in France.
I'm actually...
grassy ass.
Grass your ass.
I went to that Santa Fe cheesemonger. And we were there for
I love cheesemongers.
We were there for like 2 hours.
I think we saw one in Portland or Seattle. It was great.
It was so delicious.
Okay.
But then I go to,
the one in Albuquerque?
Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. And they're just as good. I was like, wow. I got Parmigiano Reggiano because I made risotto the other night. I can just like put it in my mouth directly.
You guys want to do all the chips first and then the chocolates?
Yeah.
Because I think if we go back and forth, it's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Let's do this is a small bag. This is like your lunch pail bag that goes in your snacky pack. You want to do the smell test?
Yeah.
What
is this?
Vinegar.
Oh, it's vinegar. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite chip is
Bordeaux
the
vinegar. It's famous for its vineyards and high-end restaurants. But what you don't know is the city of Orleans is directly between the two. So basically, the wine that they used to ship between the two cities, if it didn't make it, before they spoiled before it made it there, they kept it in Orleans. So then Orleans just turned into vinegar, and that's what they became known for.
That's very vinegar.
Oh, I have a bad sense of smell.
Oh, that's
and good. I can definitely smell the vinegar.
So far, that's my favorite.
I love vinegar chips. Yeah.
That like the Cape Cod salt and vinegar baked chips are my absolute favorite and chips.
I used to eat so much of the salt and vinegar that it would actually burn the corners of my lips.
It's so good.
Second one?
I know.
No.
Just
to verify.
Yeah, just to verify how good these things are.
I will take one.
Yeah, I twisted Alex's arm.
So far, that was my favorite.
Yeah.
That way, we've only had
exactly.
So far.
The other one, not so much. But yeah, that I really dig that.
I dig that, yeah.
I'm liking that one.
I got what I asked for.
Oh, another small box here. Small bag.
It looks like...
from the front, it's more cheese. Got a little mouse on it. A little cute mouse.
So that means there's mouse trappings in this one.
Yeah, it's a small amount of rodent parts.
I think it's just a whole mouse.
I think this is like combos, though.
It does look like a combo.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Seibel Tube Grignotaire Fromage. I know fromage.
He's the guy has a weird face on him.
It like doesn't smell like anything.
In France, people don't really snack. What? Well, no, they get full-on three-hour meals.
Oh, they're like Funyuns.
Yeah.
It
doesn't like have a smell.
It doesn't.
No, it's just like...
They enjoy munching on chips, crisps, and crackers. A crisp, that's a
chip.
Yeah.
British name for chips.
For a crisp. My people, the Welsh.
And then
I just found out that I'm 90% Welsh.
9%?
19. That 10% matters.
He's got a chip in his beard.
That's almost white.
Do I have a chip in my beard?
Yeah. That's a flavor saver. That's it better.
Nope, no aroma permeating from this one here.
This one just says cheese flavored tube snack.
I'll be the judge of tube snack.
Yeah, this is a family program.
You say that to somebody, we're gonna get demonetized. Yeah.
That is like a bugle.
Bugle.
It's like
if you remember bugles, you are old.
They just didn't pinch the end close.
No, they didn't make little claws for you.
Yeah, this one's just a straight up.
That's interesting. That's oh god.
It's very cheesy.
It's just like a bugle. It is like a bugle, but it's a little bit less, like...
Dusty?
Not that, less cut the top of your freaking mouth.
Oh, sharp, yeah. Mm-hmm. Less like Cap'n Crunch.
Just, that's where the flavor comes in.
Yeah.
When they scratch the inside of your mouth.
It's like a cheese grater inside your mouth.
Yeah.
Just going to town.
Vinegar still has my top bone. Mm. Oh, God. Here's a big old bag.
And it's 90% air.
However you say that in French, motard...
Excuse me?
Moutard?
What you call me?
Moutard miel. I mean, guess it's mustard.
Honey mustard potato chips.
Oh!
It's a must for any visit, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's where Dijon mustard
is. It has a weird smell to it, but...
Does it say blah, blah, blah?
It does. Well, it says French, blah, blah, blah. So blah, blah, blah.
I do not go blah, blah, blah.
What is...
Yeah, that's an interesting...
A spot. Local wine mustard recipe has captivated people for almost 1,000 years. In 1336, at a gala thrown by the Duke of Burgundy, guests consumed 70 gallons of mustard in a single meal. Mm. Wow. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love some mustard. Mm. I don't think I could eat 70 gallons. I've never seen 70 gallons of mustard.
I remember seeing a gallon of mustard. This is very diluted mustard.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's
a bouquet of mustard.
Yeah. It's like, you can't tell any of the honey.
No.
I can't taste any of the honey.
I want to call this one the LaCroix chip. There's an idea there.
It's a crappy execution, but it's something that they came up with.
I really don't smell it, but then again, it smells bad. Another mustard? Okay, this one moved up to second on my list.
To be fair, the other two, the Bugles and the chips.
Yeah, I think this one moved up just for the fact that it's different.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw mustard-flavored chips.
Well...
In the aisle.
You know what I really like? I like it was like the mustard pretzel bites at freaking like all the gas stations.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's different.
I love those.
But the only thing I didn't like was your hands. Like,
I love that. But
you just had to keep one hand away from anything else you were doing. The phone rings, like, oh shit, you gotta steer with your elbow and answer.
Did you? So, comment down below if you know what the stuff residue is called on the left on your finger. I know what it is.
There's an actual word for that?
Yeah, it's called Cheadle.
Don Cheadle?
You got Don Cheadle on your finger?
I was like, useless knowledge, people. Look it up.
Like a little Iron Man on your hands?
Yeah. He's not Iron Man.
Come on, War Machine. You work at a comic book store. How dare you, sir?
Give me your nerd card. I'm revoking it.
Well, he is 19% white, so
yeah. This one.
That was his 20% Welsh coming out.
We this get a lot of Avengers in
mushroom flavored chips. Big pictures of mushrooms on there.
Is that mushrooms or is that
Well, it says mushrooms. And I'm guessing that's French for mushrooms. It's pronounced sep.
Oh, I thought sep. I said all.
Sep.
Oh, I thought it,
sep.
Sep. Well, there's only one S. Yeah.
Sep.
It's like five S's. Sep.
Okay, got? It's definitely got a mushroom smell.
Porcini.
My mushroom smell.
They're porcini mushrooms. Otherwise known as wine corks.
Oh.
From their
whiff here.
It's used in all sorts of recipes. They're sautéed in lemon butter.
Oh.
This would kill Susie. We got somewhere?
The good one?
We got somewhere?
This is interesting.
We got something?
That's berry mushroomy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
I don't smell this one either.
It's very mild smell, but very harsh on the taste.
You'll get there.
Oh. Wow.
It's not immediate, though.
No, yeah. No. It creeps up on you, and then it's like a kick in the gut.
Yeah, I'll take more of you.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it, no.
Oh, you got a handful? No.
So far, I haven't disliked any of them.
No,
I haven't. I mean, it's potato chips. It's hard to dislike a potato chip.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's like it's like a delayed taste to it.
I think the aftertaste is what's really getting me.
But see, I love mushrooms.
Yeah, me too. I made mushroom risotto, so I was like,
Susie couldn't get this.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to kill Susie.
She's allergic to mushrooms.
And the other one is, the other employee has celiac, so she can't eat none of this.
Yeah, that's why they're not here. We don't want to kill them on camera.
It's the three white guys here.
Secret.
I belong there.
Let's do cookies next.
Yeah.
That was all the chips.
Wow.
Out of all the chips, I'm going to go vinegar for me.
Vinegar.
Ooh, mustard and mushroom, they're right there.
I'm going to go vinegar, mushroom, and then mustard.
I think I'm right there with you.
And then the first one, and then Bugles.
Yeah,
Bugles.
Yeah, I think the mushroom, just because it had a stronger flavor than the mustard, I'm going with them.
Yeah, the mushroom is definitely high up there in the flavor.
Oh, it's
but
definitely.
But that vinegar, it's vinegar. It's
vinegar, it hit you immediately.
Yeah, and you can smell it immediately.
So now, if they had done vinegar, mushroom...
Now we're in business. We can do that now.
Just right, put one vinegar together, one mushroom together, and see what it tastes like.
I'm not a coward.
Where's like they do with Pringles.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a pizza with...
Yeah. Well, which is funny, because I never thought about that until those commercials came out. Yeah. I was like, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, right.
I was like, what have I done with my life?
Exactly.
Why don't you do that? I'm going to do this.
Yeah, while he's trying that out. And if he starts choking...
You just got water.
This one is butter biscuits. Oh, if that's like shortbread or anything like that.
Oh, if it's shortbread,
you can do the smell test.
I found their natural.
I tell you something. Their packaging is on point with this thing. Look at this.
Yeah, it's really nice, old school looking vintage stuff.
Pure butter biscuits.
Main ingredient in famous French shortbread is sand.
No, okay. Yeah.
Awesome. But it's delicious sand.
Is this like Anakin Skywalker sand?
I don't like it.
And
I hate butter biscuits.
It's rough, of course, it gets everywhere.
I killed them all.
The crumbs get everywhere, Padme.
It's made by rubbing cold butter into flour and sugar to form tiny particles of dough. That's what they're calling the sand.
So, update on the chips. I found their natural counter when you put them together. They don't taste like anything.
they just counterbalance.
It's air. Yeah.
It's like two positive and negative.
Oh, yeah. They'll be falling apart.
Yeah. Be careful.
They have 1888. I guess that's a famous date for France. What does it say for 1888?
It does not say.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's when the company was
founded. Oh, hey, I was going to say, you should know you went there.
Yeah, it's in French, though. There's a real strong butter taste.
It's on the
very
bottom.
Buttery.
Yeah.
You can even see it glazed too on the top there, on the light. Very glazy.
Uh-huh. Annette, the famous French cook better known as the name Le Mère Poulard, created her famous biscuits in 1888. Mm-hmm. At her Arbert at Mont Saint Michel, France's true masterpiece and a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
We're cultured.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is that this thing, where they made this, is a World Heritage Site.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the picture on the front, too.
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Cultured.
Yeah.
I'll try to find it online and post a picture here or there.
This is Mike Wazowski, just put it from my face the whole time.
This one is just one, so we're going to have to split it in pieces.
Okay.
Oh, this is the same thing, 1888.
La Mer, Poulard, Cookie, Palm, Caramel. It's apple, caramel, butter, biscuit. Oh, God, that sounds so good.
Oh, it does.
I just drooled a little.
Oh, and we were filming this on Valentine's Day, so we were going to be...
Singles Awareness Day for...
Yeah, Singles Awareness Day, yeah.
Going to be politically correct here on Valentine's Day.
Come on.
You're in a hurry.
Drink it.
Right. Come on.
You got to want it.
I touched that one already, so...
That's fine. I think I care.
I licked it.
I can smell that, actually.
Oh, there we go.
And I have a bad sense of smell.
I don't care. I don't care for it.
Really?
It's too dry.
Oh? Did you get any of the...
No,
purple. No, I mean, like, the taste, I mean...
I got.
I think the taste is all right. The texture's throwing me off.
I've got the apple, really? Not so much the caramel.
I got the caramel. Did they just push everything to the side like a pizza?
I'm thinking with a little glass of milk, these would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Big glass of milk, good lord. That's very.
A little dry.
A little dry. But then again, it did come all the way from Paris, so.
Yeah.
But.
Known for their sense of humor.
It's not bad. Like I said, it tastes like a worser Famous Amos. But.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. I don't care for the texture.
I wouldn't buy it again.
Maybe I'm the wrong person because I just like food.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if I shove all the food to him.
If I can eat it, then yeah, I like it. Sure.
It's edible.
Is that the older?
And did you get crickets the other day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you?
Because Mindy was something like that. I was like, it's already open. Let's try one. So we tried one. I was like, oh, it's literally like raisins.
It tastes like chips. Yeah. Like, actually like burnt potato chips. The scorpion.
We'll try that. If you want to see us eat disgusting things, all right, let me erase that. If you want to see Alex eat disgusting things, because he'll eat anything,
comment
down below.
I'll do it for content.
That's the only reason. I don't really like it.
He wants a free meal. That's all he cares.
Yeah, so over the years, slowly I'm getting bigger and bigger. I'm just expanding like the universe.
Oh, we're at a million hits now.
Exactly.
Okay, there's two of these. So.
Cow testicles again.
You can have a whole one, and we'll split this because I know you can't eat a whole lot. It's a
apricot.
Yeah.
What is this? Apricot?
Let them be sponge cake with apricot jam. Is it apricot or apricot?
I say apricot.
I guess it depends on how rich you are.
I make less money.
It's
apricot.
It's Target.
Oh, yeah, this is like a Twinkie.
Yeah, it's a Twinkie.
Yeah.
This is a Twinkie filled with apricot.
Yeah.
Actually, doesn't sound bad.
Twinkie filled with apricot. Actually, doesn't sound bad.
I mean, you look right down the middle, you can see I don't know if we can zoom in enough.
That's exactly what that is. That ain't too bad.
I don't like it. For like stuff that's probably made with a bunch of palm oil.
Very, very easy to break apart.
Mmm, that's good.
Yeah. You can taste all the apricot.
Yeah.
And what's that? The sponge cake is really got, it's really buttery.
Yeah. Very spongy.
If we just attach it to the cookie, we'll get some fudge back.
Mm. Mm-mm.
What happened?
It was good. Mm. I'm savoring.
Oh, I see.
That's my savoring sound.
It sounded negative.
What's that? That's me. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's that? I like it. I
for all the people at the podcast, we're so sorry that you're hearing us good, big gagging.
Mini roll. Okay, this is similar. Oh, there's two of those too.
Thank you.
Mini roll. Here we go.
It's like a Little Debbie.
Raspberry mini roll. Cake roll with raspberry filling. So yeah, I wonder if it's swirled like the...
Like the Little Debbie one?
Was it Little Debbie?
Yeah.
Whichever it is. Oh, that smells delicious.
I can smell it from here.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Raspberry swirl cakes.
You can see that?
Like a Fig Newton?
Yep.
Yep. It's spongier.
I love Fig Newtons.
It's way spongier.
Which country made Fig Newtons? So we can get that box next.
Sir Isaac Newton made a Fig Newton.
America.
Actually, they said that I think the Fig Newton was the town it was made in or something like that.
This is delicious.
Very strong raspberry taste. Mm.
But not overwhelming.
Man, the French might be lacking in potato chips, but...
Man, they're making
they're sweeter on game.
Shocker.
They're sweeter.
Their pastries is on point.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
That was really good.
Mm. Wow, that's
good.
That blew right past the vinegar chips in my mind.
I can get down for a few of these, actually.
That was all that was in there, so yeah. You're out of luck.
Me too.
I'm going to France.
Good. Sable's cacao. I'm guessing that's
cacao.
Cacao.
Sable's
you cacao. Leave now.
You cacao.
Chocolate cookies with hazelnut cocoa cream.
Oh!
Nutella, which is basically, that's what Nutella is. It's hazelnut.
It's hazelnut and cacao.
Wow.
So this is pretty much going to be a Nutella filled.
Just Nutella filled. I'm going to eat it. Nothing's going to stop me.
But it's like Nutella filled cookies.
Oh, there's three of them?
There's like nine of them.
Oh, there's nine? Oh, yeah, there's one stacked, big one. I see.
Three stacked three high.
I see.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there it is.
Ooh, you can definitely smell the chocolate.
Oh, yep, that's Nutella, man.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Mmm. You get really quiet. It's really good. That's actually pretty good.
The actual cookie part, like you said, is a little dry.
Oh, God. It's a little dry, yeah.
I flipped it.
Be like a normal human being. Just eat it all at once.
Never.
Well, I want to see the interior. Got a dollop. Mm. Is that the right word? A dollop of hazelnut? Oh, it's so good.
I don't care for it.
Mm. Really?
It's all right.
Give me the rest. This is right in my mouth. Like a baby bird.
Yeah, that's good. Even though I'm not a cocoa fan, I'm not a chocolate fan. You put like some Nutella flavored stuff in there. I'm with it.
Truffles.
Ooh.
French dusted truffles.
Shuffle. You gotta shuffle it.
Shuffle the truffle?
You shuffle those truffles.
almond flavored truffles.
The truffle shuffle.
I like with some almonds.
Wow.
Oh, it's filled with Nutella.
The rest of it's all Nutella. Candy coated almonds, candied fruit, blah, blah, blah.
Ah, come on.
French have an obsession with almonds?
The trick is to want it.
Did you notice a lot of almonds when you were in France?
I noticed a lot of French people when I was in France.
Were they almonds?
You don't say. But were they eating almonds? Yeah.
They were eating baguettes. You know that whole thing with like the bicycle, with the old lady with a bunch of baguettes? And this
yeah.
They're all over the place. I thought it was a joke. It's
not a Benny Hill joke.
Yeah, it's really a really good thing.
Really, really do.
Okay, I just like ripped this whole thing up.
Oh, wow. It's so chocolatey.
Wow. Yeah. Chocolate. Oh, wow. Yes.
Truffle.
It's stained.
Yeah.
It's melty. I'm going to take this one right here.
Oh, wow.
The truffle that stuck to the other truffles is just one, right?
Whoa, wow.
I don't smell a whole lot
of freaking chocolate. Wow.
Pure chocolate.
I don't taste any almond in there. Almond flavored truffles.
just going.
That's like it has a weird aftertaste.
It's really, really thick.
It is very thick.
It's very thick.
It's like it's like eating a big piece of fudge.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
just like not, it, not it, as hard.
It, right? it tastes like the like.
There's just, that just almond aftercake. I just got the almond taste right after I finished chewing.
Wow.
Okay. I really shouldn't say chewing. There was nothing solid.
Yeah, nothing to chew.
This is
mush.
This is perfect for the old people that don't have teeth.
Yeah.
It's like chocolate
for
gum.
The gummers.
Because it's like literally you just squish it down and it's pretty much it.
I mean, it's good, but it's basically just chocolate.
It hit me too hard in the beginning.
Yeah, it's
really, actually, I get hit later on. I got the almond. I'm still tasting almond.
Yeah.
I still do too, but like the chocolate immediately just like bam right in my face as soon as I ate.
Truffles bit. Bar. Oh, more chocolate.
Okay. Cocoa dusted truffles.
Ugh. Okay, I'll
You want to do that?
Yeah. Start going on that side. I'm getting pretty full.
I think we broke Brad's here.
Can't break me. Unless it's the. Okay, looks like.
Oh,
the,
God.
This feels a bit more solid.
Oh, good.
Wow. The chocolate made out of chocolate tastes like ganache.
It was a lie.
Same
less, less obvious. Ooh.
This one, well, it does feel a little more solid.
Yeah, it's a little more solid, yeah.
Less obvious, a little bit of a caramel taste to it. A little bit
straight. But it melts in your mouth, though.
Yeah, instead of just.
Like, literally, I like squish with my tongue.
Yeah.
I like that one better than this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not my favorite.
No.
It's gonna take a lot to beat the mini roll with the raspberry.
No, I'm still with the
I remember like an old lover. Chips,
man.
I know. I still like it.
A come whole freaking roll. Chocolate bar.
A whole ass Wonka bar.
Yeah, it is a. This is the Samoy. Samoy.
Samoy.
Sea salt. I love sea salt and chocolate. The special bar contains crystals.
Oh, it's 47% cacao.
Florida Seda.
Dark chocolate.
A gourmet French sea salt. Oh, it's a gourmet sea salt.
Did we win the Wonka?
Let's see.
No golden ticket in here.
Ah, damn it. Maybe next time.
Veruca Salt got that last one.
Oh, that I hate her. God, she's such an idiot.
Yeah, it's from a special sea salt lake over in France.
For beating Patrick.
Well, the thing is, I'm not a chocolate fan, and like the last like five things have been chocolate. So I'm like,
dude, it's the French bag. What did you?
I thought it was like baguettes and like croissants and stuff.
No,
like could you imagine they start doing baguette boxes.
That would be kind of cool.
Hopefully they don't dry up by the time they get here. Oh God.
You just want
the that's very dark chocolate.
I'll take the other part of that one with the sea salt.
Because you know, mom's kind of forgetting.
I don't see the sea. Well, I
it's inside.
If you look, you can see the little.
Ridges?
Bubbles, I guess, where maybe the sea salt was.
Oh, so if they mix it inside, they don't do it on top.
It's just like a Nestle Crunch without the crunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Without the texture.
It's a Nestle No Crunch.
Yeah.
It's just Nestle.
Nestle.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
I just found a big piece of sea salt.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so the sea salt's mixed in with the chocolate. I like the ones, the Lindt. They have that caramel sea salt, the sea salt on top.
Or you can get one of the actual little pieces of the sea salt.
But that one's very interesting. That's a.
I like that better than the truffles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still. You got the sea salt?
I mean, like right here, right here in the corner of my mouth.
You found a piece of sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one. I can't pronounce it. Samoy. It's mango and Sichuan pepper.
Sichuan pepper.
And mango. Dark chocolate. I don't know.
What's this one? Like,
I keep getting the. Damn sea salt.
You got a big chunk of sea salt.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever seen mango and Sichuan together. What? Sichuan's more of a Chinese thing, isn't it?
The only thing I know about Sichuan is from Rick and Morty. Get that Sichuan sauce. Get that Sichuan sauce from McDonald's.
Mulan is coming out.
So bring it back.
All right, I'm going to give just one half of that.
Oh,
that's very mango. Smell that.
Is it? You can smell the mango?
Oh, you can smell the Sichuan. Oh.
I'm telling you, they just push it to the side.
It's like my nose keeps alternating.
Yeah, exactly. Every time I smell
like one new nostril.
The mango is
super. What are you putting in my mouth?
There it is.
Oh.
That's mango.
Oh, God, no.
No?
Oh, God, no.
I'm digging it.
Uh-uh.
I love mango.
No.
I love mango too, but I'm kind of indifferent on this one.
Oh,
that was good.
Yeah. No.
Oh, there's a Sichuan.
What is a Sichuan?
It just ruined. I don't know, but it just ruined the mango taste.
No.
You're noping out on that one.
That.
That.
I think it's great. Oh, God.
Wait a minute. Did you get some satiation?
I am. Like, why is it, like, attacking me after I feel safe?
That's the best time.
Yeah.
They had a little bag, mini bag here. I just ripped open. I probably should have read it first time.
Yeah, probably. It says, don't rip this bag. Do not open.
It says, dig in and have a good time.
We'll explode.
But then we got these things here. I'm trying to find them in the book.
No, that's the last page. Another page.
No, it's right here. Look like little dots.
Where? Frezu.
Frezu bowlers.
There we go. Yeah. Chewy strawberry candies.
Oh, I like strawberries.
You like chewy?
I like candies.
France is still innovating. The country produces one of the most coveted strawberry varieties in the world.
All right, calm down,
the
France.
Garnois.
The Garnois.
Oh, that was not what I at all.
Famous for its intense sweetness.
That's not at all what I was expecting for the feel of this thing. It's like a rock.
Oh, it is. I thought you said chewy.
Do I have to chew on this rock?
Is it chewy?
It says, that's the name, Chewy Strawberry Candies.
You can chew it.
You got a really...
Yeah. It's very chewy.
You got
it's too chewy. It's like...
Yeah. I kind of like the...
It's like, it has like no flavor at the beginning.
Yeah, but then once you get in the middle, boom.
It's like a reverse like bubble yum.
Yeah.
While we try to
it's just
get this done.
Get the rest of stuff situated. Some of these there's only two of. It's kind of weird.
That's more trouble.
And then there's like four caramels.
I'm gonna be digging that thing out of my teeth for the next hour.
Yeah.
Damn, that was tough.
I'm on the fence.
You know what it tastes like? Mm-hmm. Strawberry yoo hoo.
Yeah.
Because it has that weird aftertaste.
Oh, these are the same thing. Tate's brulee.
Brulee.
Tropical peach tea and cola flavored chews with sour filling.
Ah.
So you want the peach or the cola?
I will take the peach.
I'll take a cola.
I think this one's a cola.
Oh, this is the tropical.
It says cola.
Alright,
I tropical. Peach tea and tropical peach tea. I don't see this. These both say cola, and this one says
I guess cola.
Tropical.
That was a peach. You want the peach?
Yeah.
I got cola.
And tropical.
I'm gonna do the cola because I know I like cola.
And I like peach.
I also like cola.
A liter of cola.
There we go. This is what I was waiting for the other one.
This is like
you hear that?
It looks. It
popped.
Did you just squeeze it?
I squeezed it, and then it just like
snapped.
A zip? Popped. Yeah, it just popped at me. It made a noise
look
too.
Like a zip.
Yeah.
Oh God!
I'm
what just happened to me?
Yep.
Oh God! It's so sour.
I don't like that. I'm taking that's an out.
That is not cola. Oh God! It's so.
I'm gonna power through it.
I just tried to swallow it a whole.
No.
Oh God!
For a second, I'm like, "What are you doing?" Then it hit me too.
That was unexpected.
I should have read this. Consider yourself warned.
Oh, God damn it, Troy. What the hell?
That's the first sentence.
The second sentence is this super sour sweet.
Aww.
Dude.
What the hell?
You did this.
Oh, my God. I did it to myself.
Aww.
I can't even lick my fingers now.
God.
Caramels.
I'm throwing that away.
Oh, my God. That made my eye water.
Oh, God.
That was like those sour head, the sour patch.
Yeah.
The warheads.
But more.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is just a normal caramel.
Yeah, I don't need another caramel. I need a caramel to throw. A
little powder.
It's,
Oh, God, it's still in my mouth.
Salted butter caramels. Yeah, that's really
that's
all
that's
it,
what
is.
It is.
Yeah.
Now I'm scared.
Yeah, hey, how about you read first?
Yeah. Fragile.
More truffles.
Disrupt.
Mm-hmm. Caramel sticks in my teeth.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was in there. I'm not going to do it because I'm going to be sticking caramels on my teeth.
I'm going to swallow and put you in. Mm-hmm. We got two of them here. Cocoa dusted truffles with raspberry macaroon.
Mm.
And cocoa dusted truffles with hazelnut. You don't like hazelnut, right?
I can get them.
French cacao.
Has that stopped me yet? Okay.
Dude, the raspberry?
You do that one. There's only two of them, though.
No, there's the...
Which one's
that? That one, the green one, that's hazelnut, and this one is raspberry. Which one do you want?
I'll take that raspberry.
I will, by default, take the
hazelnut.
Hazelnut.
I love hazelnut. So
Oh, that's very chocolate. Very chocolate. We have a figure. It's probably should grab some napkins.
Well, they're truffles. They're like all coated in freaking cocoa powder.
Well, it says dusted.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's just gone.
Mm-hmm. Why is it crunchy?
Whatever's in the middle.
It's raspberry. Why is it crunchy?
Is it really bad raspberry?
The stem?
It's probably like dried raspberries.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That ain't bad. I didn't hate that.
It's okay.
What was the green one?
It was a little too... The
hazelnut?
Green one was hazelnut.
Hazelnut, high.
I think there was a little too much.
It was crunchy in the middle for me.
I think these are the last ones.
I also got a crunch.
Yeah, mine was crunchy in the center.
I'm gonna...
I don't trust this. It says cola too.
I'm gonna read this one first.
First of all, this guy on here does not look like...
He's on fire!
And his tongue is out.
I think this will be... Read it first. I think... Well, we're gonna have to do it because this is the last thing, so...
It is.
Picture this. It's 1948. Okay. World War II is over and France is liberated.
Woo!
The Coca-Cola company decides to introduce Coke to the French market. Did the French try it? No, they spit it out in disgust. French didn't like Coke? What the...
Apparently.
Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't really say just.
Is there a warning?
Sorry, no warning. Let's just do it.
Except the guy on the front looks horrified to be here.
And why is there a question mark on the front? Did you?
What?
Katashi Ki. Isn't that a question mark?
Ki?
You're going to eat this?
Yeah. Stupid Americans can't read anything.
It looks like another caramel thingy.
Okay.
It looks like a toffee. That's what it looks like, toffee.
Yep.
It's Coca-Cola flavored.
It hit. Yeah, there we go.
Why is it so sour?
I was gonna say I can do this one more, but like.
Oh god, why is it so sour?
We can't even finish it.
I couldn't finish the first one. I don't know how the hell you guys did that.
I just swallowed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
No. No on that one. Oh my god.
What is this? Kichichi.
Oh, that was so bad. I think that was the last thing.
People enjoy this?
French people.
They're on TikTok.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That was so bad.
You got the marker?
Yeah, here, take it.
For my best, oh, God, that's aftertaste.
Oh, God, it's still there.
I ran out of water.
I think my best one... Where's the raspberry swirl thing? That was the mini one, right?
Yeah.
I'm giving that one my best.
Oh, God.
My second best? Oh, man, it's hard to beat vinegar chips.
Yeah, I really want it.
Yeah, I'm going to give vinegar chips my second. Worst. What was that thing we just had?
Either the cola ones.
Yeah. Ooh, which one gets the worst?
I think my vote is the round one. The round one. I spit it out. Could not deal.
And the weirdest. The weirdest one.
That's you.
I think the weirdest
one. The mango chocolate with the sage
really?
On it.
That wasn't too weird.
Oh, it was weird for me. Which one's the mango? What's the picture look like? The gold.
Yeah.
Yep. So you want to vote next?
My best is going to be the vinegar chips. That was just on point. The vinegar
chips. Okay, I'm using the X for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Second best?
Well, second best has got to be... God, what was that? The Nutella chocolate thing. That was freaking dope.
Which one?
I don't know. The one that had the Nutella inside of it. The cookies.
The cookie?
Yeah.
I think that was this one, right? The green.
This one?
Yeah, that's
all the Sables.
Sables. Yeah. Sables.
Sablé,
Mr. Brown.
That's your second.
Yeah.
Worst.
Oh, it's got to be that freaking. The one we just did.
The Kichichi.
That was horrendous.
And the weirdest.
It's got to be that freaking raspberry truffle because it was crunchy in the middle and that threw me off like nothing. Yeah.
Okay. Best mini roll, hands down.
Mini roll. That's the same one I got, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's great.
I want to do a circle for you.
Okay. Second best. second best. I think I'm gonna go with the mushrooms. Mushroom chips.
Mushroom chips.
I like those a lot. I thought they were really good.
That's not the mushroom. The mushrooms.
This one. I thought they were really great.
This one. That was your second.
Yeah. Worst is the round.
The round cola.
Cola.
I gotta agree with you. Weirdest.
I think even though I liked it a lot was the mango Szechuan.
Really?
It was weirdest. I liked it a lot, but it was it, it was just not what I was expecting.
No, I agree with you. It was very weird.
Were we similar on almost all of them?
Three of them. Yeah.
Oh, three out of the four.
You just picked a different second than I did.
I think that's it from us, man. Comment down below if you like seeing this or like hearing us kind of destroy our palates here.
Almost die.
Yeah.
It was close. It was nasty.
But yeah, check us out. We're going to be at, you know, if this is something that you like, then we might as well.
We can keep doing it if you guys like it.
Yeah.
If not, we just stop.
We just move on to other things.
I hope you enjoy it. I like eating food.
Yes. Alex just wants to do it.
Even with the crappy food, he's good.
I'm still eating.
There's literally a pile of trash in front of Alex right now.
I didn't even finish the truffle.
Oh, no. I spit it out.
And of course, I ate the whole thing all at once.
I couldn't. I tried.
But I think that's it from us. Like I said, comment down below and see what you guys think. And while you're down there, give us a thumbs up. And while you're down there, also hit that subscribe button and that bell icon right next to it every time. Because that actually does help us out a lot. And it does notify you for any new videos that are coming out from Zia Comics. But that is it from us this week. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Alex. Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm eating.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds.
Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.